Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 81 for Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $2 to $3 per ton weaker in early activity on Wednesday. The November contract was down two at $464 a ton, tracking losses in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil. The soy oil market was feeling pressure from overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil. Commodity funds are net selling soy oil futures, which added to the declines. Western Canada's progressing canola harvest was another bearish feature. Canadian canola crush activity is at high levels, which could provide demand and limited losses. Weakness in the Canadian dollar further underpinned the market. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were down 2 to 3 cents per bushel on Wednesday, with the November contract at $9.50. Spillover pressure from the soy oil and Malaysian palm oil markets added to the declines on Wednesday. Harvest pressure was another bearish feature, especially as farmers have been reporting large yields. Traders are moving into position ahead of a grain stocks report due out from the United States Department of Agriculture on Friday. However, reports of limited farmer selling capped declines. Corn prices were down 1 to 2 cents per bushel in early activity, with the December contract at $3.29. The market edged lower as forecasts for dry weather in the U.S. will help farmers make harvest progress and add to domestic stocks. The U.S. dollar gained ground Wednesday morning, propped up by strong data, which further pressured corn as a stronger greenback can curb export potential. However, advances in the crude oil market limited losses as higher energy prices increased the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of corn into ethanol. For wheat, prices were down a quarter of a cent to up 5 cents per bushel, with a Chicago December contract at $4.04. Wheat gained with reports of quality issues from Australia and Canada. Heavy rains in Australia have the potential to curb the country's output, while rain in Canada could reduce the quality of the spring wheat crop. However, gains in the U.S. dollar limited upside potential. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 28th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.